What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to our show. My name is Mark Moore. Here's my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
You'll say hello, Kathy. So today's show, we're going to talk about what happens when your insurance collapses or lapses, correct?
Correct.
How many people say collapse sometimes?
A lot.
Some people do.
Some people do.
Yes. So you have to be careful. You know, companies have different pay plans and different ways you can pay your insurance policy. Does everybody always pay on time?
No, they do not.
Do some people let their insurance cancel?
Yes, which means lapse, yes.
Which means lapse. What do we recommend about, well, we have different pay plans that companies offer.
Mm-hmm.
So insurance is going to be expensive. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost money. Mm-hmm. Do you like paying insurance?
No, nobody does.
Nobody does.
We pay it too, don't we? A lot of it.
I've always said we're not selling ice cream. Everybody's happy to get their ice cream.
Right.
Insurance seems useless unless you have to use it.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
We've also said,
but it's a necessity. You have to have it.
You have to have it to keep
your mortgage
company happy.
Or your lien on your car or you know, different
things. Or comply with the law to have insurance to drive a vehicle.
Correct.
But, you know, it seems kind of like pointless. If I'm just paying money, the insurance company takes my money every month or every year or any time I make a payment. And then I have nothing to show for it unless I've, you know, I guess the insurance only won because I didn't have an accident and nothing happened. So, you know, they basically, it was like a gamble. The insurance company won. And then I win if I have a file a claim. And we've said this before that, you know, the only thing that we can really give you is assurance or peace of mind.
Correct.
To know that if my house burns and I have coverage, I don't have to worry about, you know, having to pay for that if something happens.
Right.
So what kind of pay plans do insurance carriers typically offer, Kathy? What do you think is a good one?
Well, they depending on the carrier, a lot of people will do will escrow it, so that basically they have a mortgage on their policy and they get it through their escrow.
Well, what is an escrow? Because we've got loans before and we bought a house, and if you don't have loan to value there, if your loan balance is too high, they require you to be escrow.
Correct.
How does that work?
Well, basically they just are. They're going to get a copy of your policy. They're going to be on your actual policy because as a lien holder or a mortgagee on your policy, and then they get the bill, and usually they will pay your bill for you.
So you're indirectly paying your bill.
Yes.
You're paying your mortgage payment, and then on top of your normal mortgage payment, you've got an escrow amount that you're having to fund every year, and that's your taxes and your insurance.
And what the problem is with that is there's a lot of people that refinance and they don't let us know, and so the renewal goes out, and it goes to the old mortgagee instead of the new mortgagee.
And it's not paid.
So then we have to constantly watch that, because if you do refinance, or even if you pay it off, you definitely want to let us know, because if you paid off the mortgage too, the bill needs to come to you, not to the escrowed person
as well. Well, if you pay off your mortgage too, it's good to know, because if there's a claim,
correct,
and you get a claim check from an insurance company, let's say that your
name and them on
correct.
There.
Let's say that you know a windstorm comes in and rips off your roof,
right?
And then you get this check that's made payable to you, and also to ABC Mortgage Company or Bank of America, wherever else, and then you've got to get them to sign and endorse the check to sign off for you and get your money.
Correct.
So what you want to do is not make sure that has been reported to the insurance carrier that you no longer have a mortgage.
Correct.
Or if it's changed.
Correct.
Now, some companies offer a paid in full discount.
Yes, they do. Several of them do.
So I had one customer years ago that he was a larger commercial account. His premium was over $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company gave him a 10% discount for paying in full.
Correct.
And he was like, hey, you know, Mark, I can not make that kind of return in the stock market today.
Right,
well, I guess
maybe
you could if you're good at it. But typically, you know, when you go get a CD and you're getting less than a point interest, his point was that he could pay his insurance in full, and he just made 10% versus having that money.
Payments.
Yeah,
make payments.
Yeah. So the paid in full discount is a good thing.
Yes.
We've had
Not all carriers do the paid in full discount.
Auto owners is one I think about that does that. Else do we have that does the paid in full discount?
Well, typically they do. There's other ones that do it, but it's not very substantial like auto owners. So that to me, but I always think it's good to pay for it and not have to pay. Because when you're doing monthly payments or quarterly or semi-annual payment, you're still having to pay some payments, like installments of that. So again, if you can pay it, you won't have to pay installments. That's better. Or EFT.
Here's my philosophy. Now, if you're a fluent person and you can put your, you know, pay your premium annually, it's done. You're not to worry about it anymore. But I also like to have it where it's set up on EFT. And then some people actually will not grant anyone electronic access to their bank account.
But sometimes you can do it through your actual checking account, but you also can put it on a debit card or a credit card on a recurring as well. And the EFT, like it's, you know.
The problem with that is that you can.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that when your credit card or debit card expires, then the insurance carrier tries to pull the money out of your account.
And that could be a reason why you have a lapse. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So how Kathy and I do our insurance is that I pay monthly, and it's on a bank draft. So, just as a side note, that's the way we pay the EMC. Mm-hmm. That's the way we pay any type of utility.
Water bills, yes.
Yeah, in our business. I don't even write checks out of our business. I mean, we have 5 power bills. We've got 5 internet bills.
Right.
Everything is just drafted out of our account. All of our cell phone bills and also our insurance as well, because I don't have to worry about if our insurance is paid or not. And a lot of times we have seasonal customers that come and go, where does the bill go? I was in Florida, and then the bill came to my Florida address, so I didn't get my bill.
Sometimes a lot of folks that we have are secondary or seasonal folks. So majority of them will say, call us and say, listen, I'm going to be in Florida now. Please change my mailing address to this. Some people don't. They just try to have it forwarded from the post office.
That creates a lag on your bill.
And there could be a lag. So, again, try to do what's best to keep yourself from having a lapse in coverage.
That's why I think it's good to have it EFT.
Yes.
It withdrawn out of your bank account.
I would encourage that.
Just like I said, a lot of people will not allow that. If you're getting Social Security check, it's coming into your account. It's just the opposite. I mean, they're going to be, and you still get a notice when they're going to do it.
You can actually pick the day you want it. For most carriers, you can pick the day you want it to come out of your account. So if you have a Social Security check coming in the first month or last month or something like that, you can actually pick your date so that it's convenient and you know you're going to have funds in your actual state, in your bank account. Plus, they will also send a statement letting you know we're getting ready to withdraw this from you, so you make sure you have the funds there.
So this is what we recommend. But mm-hmm. if somebody wants to pay cash and come to our office, we'll be fine to take your payment at the office.
Correct.
Just we always recommend be sure and get a receipt. Mm-hmm. We have other places we've heard of that they went in and paid and the money was not remitted.
Well, if they write a check,
I've seen that.
A check is usually, they have their check to pull on their statement. So
I think you should be careful paying cash anywhere.
Yeah, cash is another
always get
story.
A receipt.
I always get a receipt from the carrier, and that way it's paid.
I've had customers that bring in in one case, they bring like $4,000 or $5,000 cash money.
Right.
And we immediately go to the bank, we post, give them a receipt.
Keep stuff like that in our.
But that's not something we want to have in our office, because we make a daily deposit every day. We close out and we take the money to the bank that we do collect.
Right.
The amount of payments we get has declined over the years because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are paying directly.
Online. Yes.
Yeah, we would much rather prefer somebody pay the insurance carrier directly, not through our office.
But if you can't or don't want to, that's okay too. We can take it for you. So by all means, in any of our locations.
So we talked about pay plans, billing.
And lapses.
Yeah, lapses. I think after the break here, we're going to talk some more about, how is it when your insurance cancels? And a lot of times that's just something that can be reinstated, but people kind of gloss over, don't really think about what just actually happened and what actually just didn't happen. Because, just because nothing happened, you were in a precarious situation at the time your insurance had canceled.
Right.
So we'll pick us back up after the break. I'm Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore. We're talking on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with more insurance.
I've
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we're independent insurance agents, and we're licensed in numerous states, and we'd like to help you with your insurance, but we also want you to know where our locations are. Moore Insurance Services has three locations. One is located in Blairsville. That is across from the Home Depot and next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building there, and a separate wing from the bank. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the building there. So come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizik, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan. They would like to help you with all your insurance needs there. We have our second location, which is in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's located on Main Street, 150 South Main Street, Suite C there in the Town Trace building there. It's a red brick building right next to the hospital. Come by and see Rose. And then we have our other location, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, right on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. And it's you can come by and see Mandy Sosby. You can see Vaughn Hobbs. You can see Diane Lampe. We've got Mark Moore and me, Kathy Moore, and Amy Kitchens. Like to help you there with all your insurance needs. Then we have another location located in Murphy, North Carolina, called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of Moore Insurance. It's right there on Highway 64 past the Arby's. And come by there and see Velda Dockery and Emily McKeon. I always say that wrong. Sorry, Emily. But it also come by and see them. They like to help you with insurance there. And then our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It is a division of Moore Insurance as well. You can come by and see us there. We're between the United Community Bank building and Burger King, right there on the main drag. And if you could come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zandt, Kathy Hunter, they'd love to help you with all your insurance. Or you can also check us out on www.moore-insurance.com to listen to all these different podcasts, radio shows. And also you can go online and ask for a quote. And we'd love to help you with any insurance needs you might possibly have.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. I was thinking about Emily McKeon because she got married.
Yeah, it was D-Hart before.
I used to play back in the day basketball. They had a Brett McKeon down in Murphy. He's probably a relative of her husband. He was a really good basketball player. And I remember Lucy McKeon used to cut my hair at Tri-County. She was over at the hospitality department down there when I was growing up. So anyway, we're talking today about pay plans, cancellations. No, we mentioned before the break, nobody likes to pay insurance premiums. It's just the way it is. But it's part of your monthly expenses you're going to have, or yearly expenses.
So you have to budget for it.
Just as a recommendation, I think that having a monthly bank draft is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to take advantage of maybe a paid in full discount.
Right.
There is going to be an installment fee normally on your bill that they're going to nickel and dime you, because they're going to have a processing fee to take your payment every month. Right. It might be $3, might be $5. There are some carriers, and Kathy mentioned before, we are an independent insurance agent, so we may be dealing with up to 40 different insurance companies.
Yes, we do.
We have brokers, and they have their companies. If we're dealing with a broker situation, I'm drifting off into commercial here, but also into personal lines too, because we do insure houses that may be a vacant house, and what their pay plan is, we don't have one. They don't offer a pay plan. It's like you pay it in full.
They do a finance.
Like if I'm going to Lloyd's of London or something, they're going to require payment 100% in full up front.
Right.
So in that scenario, we have a contractual relationship with the insurance finance company, finance company, and what they do is they will loan you the money to pay your payment, and you pay them back over a course of a year, mostly a 9-month pay plan, as much as you can go, and they charge you a really high rate of interest. We're probably talking, it'd be like a credit card type of situation. But you really can't go to a bank without some kind of collateral and borrow money to finance the insurance premium. I mean, it's not like you're getting a car loan. So these companies specialize in loaning money to somebody that's required to pay 100% up front.
Right. So. Also, another side note to this, we actually on our website on www.moore-insurance.com or on the Mountain Insurance, which is www.mountain-insurance.com, or our Blue Ridge is www.mountain-insurance-blueridge.com. You can make payments on our website.
To the agency. And that does not go to the company. And the problem we've had was we had somebody on a Friday, and I'll get an email showing somebody's made a payment. And normally we're getting that on commercial policies.
Correct.
But I was like, I saw like somebody a $100-something payment from, I was like, oh no, somebody's going to our website. They've seen they can make a payment. And they're like, oh, my, I think my insurance has lapsed. Here's $100 or whatever.
Right.
And so on the weekend, I ended up getting in touch with our accounting
person
that helps me. It's Amy helps me. And so it's Amy, I think we got somebody's made a payment. And this happened twice. The first time we were okay. The insurance had not canceled. The second time the insurance policy had canceled.
Right.
So when that happens is you've got to go get a
statement of loss.
Authority. You got to get approval to get it reinstated.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to do a statement of loss.
And that's got to be sent to the insurance carrier. Mm-hmm. And they've got to receive payment and they've got to agree to reinstate your policy.
Right.
This is something that I need to be really clear, and I wish people, there is no grace period in insurance. When your insurance is canceled, your insurance has, you have no insurance.
Right,
your insurance
and no canceled. Coverage.
And the fact that your insurance got reinstated, it's like in basketball, there's no harm, no foul. In this situation here, had there been a claim or something happened,
you have nothing.
They're not going to reinstate your policy mm-hmm. when you've had an auto accident.
Or especially if you have a claim, yeah.
Yeah, or like the one on the side of the road Kathy had years ago.
Yeah, there was a couple years ago, we had a lady call in the office and...
Well, first of all, she called the insurance company.
She called the company, and of course, the company had recorded phone lines. And she actually was at a scene of an accident.
Of an accident.
And she didn't realize that her phone call was being recorded completely.
Well, I think she was on hold, and she didn't realize while she was
on hold,
it
she
still
was
recorded.
So she was there talking to the police officer on the side, and she did not have insurance, and she was trying to make her payment.
So is the company going to reinstate that?
No, they're not.
So that's why I'm telling you there's no grace period.
Right.
You may or may not get a reinstatement.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the times, it's almost routine where people get their policy reinstated.
But there's certain carriers that you have, like you have maybe once or in a while that you can do it and they will reinstate it. But after you've habitually done this, they're not going to reinstate you.
We've also seen them where they require you to go on EFT.
Or right.
Pay in full or EFT.
Yeah, or they won't do
or they will
insurance.
Not reinstate.
Yep.
So that's why you end up losing money in late fees. You're better off just to, in my opinion, just either pay your bill in a timely manner.
Correct.
Or you put it on a bank draft every month, and that way
right.
you know it's paid.
Right.
It's given the insurance carrier has a liability of getting the payments. Like, you know, you've given their bank account, so as long as they're money in your bank account, it was up to the insurance company to get the money. So
right.
it's not
right.
up to you.
Put it back on them.
Exactly.
To collect is what I look at yeah. it. So.
Well, we had a customer riding around one time with their insurance payment on the dashboard of their car. Their insurance canceled and they had an accident, but here's my insurance payment. What? That doesn't help. I mean,
nope.
you didn't
too
pay
late.
Your bill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, it's just one of those things that if you don't pay your power bill, the EMC will come out and turn off your power.
It's
I mean,
the same thing.
You're going to be okay. You're going to be, I mean, you're probably without power.
You'll sit in the dark.
Yeah. From a financial standpoint, what are you going to lose? You're going to lose probably maybe your food in your refrigerator.
Right.
But if you've not paid your insurance and it's lapsed and you've caused an accident, now all of a sudden you're sitting in a big situation.
Correct.
I had an article I didn't bring. There's a rapper that's being sued by Mercury Insurance. And the reason why is he caused an accident. But presumably, if I'm writing a story about him, he's probably a wealthy guy. But he has no insurance. So he's caused an accident. And the company that, I guess, paid the claim was Mercury Insurance. And mm-hmm. so his person he's hit got money. And they've waived their rights to recovery against the rapper, and they're going back now. And Mercury has taken what's called subrogation and going back against this rapper and suing the rapper. Mm-hmm. So that's an example of, you know, not having the claim's not over just because somebody's been paid off by their insurance carrier. Now you're dealing with somebody else's insurance carrier,
right?
And that's what this rapper's having to go through. Obviously, he was irresponsible. He didn't pay his insurance or didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised about some people that we've dealt with over the years that are maybe affluent customers and not everybody pays their bill.
Right.
And we've had a lot of people over the years where I've actually encouraged or got them going to a bank draft, and that's the last I ever had a problem with it.
Right.
So it's very...
I don't think people typically don't want to pay it or don't do it. They just get busy. So just, I guess it's one of those things you just want to make sure
well,
that
they're in the hospital.
Yeah, they're in the hospital. They're
my
on vacation.
My dad was airlifted and was in the hospital for a month.
Right.
And then, you know, you may have a situation where your spouse has passed on, and how many times we see it where the husband handled all the business affairs, and then the wife is now,
you know, she doesn't know things. She's never paid it before. Yeah, that becomes a problem. So always, if something like that happens in that situation, make sure you notify us so we are aware what's going on, so we can make sure everything's processed and taken care of for you. It's definitely a situation where you definitely want to pay your bill in a timely manner.
And when does the claim happen? When does the loss happen?
Usually.
When your insurance has lapsed.
Right, right.
So
exactly.
never does happen when you have insurance. It always happens insurance is
so
lapsed.
So be careful out there for sure, I would say.
Yes. So, okay. Well, we hope we shed some light on this. And we appreciate all our customers. And we do talk about pay plans and cancellations and reinstatements. Just be diligent about, you know, the fact you signed the statement of loss means that you had no insurance. There's no grace periods. Best way to do it is just to pay it monthly, I think, on a bank draft.
Okay.
So, again, my name is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.